Jackie, your daughter went to the ice rink this morning and couldn't get access to the rink. What did you learn about what was going on?
When my husband and her pulled up, there was police and people from the city all around. They were changing the lock, and we were told that they were shutting it down.
What explanation did your husband get for why this was happening?
I don't think anybody really said. I think they said first it was condemned, and then they were going to shut it down. And Mike Carella, who runs the rink in NST Sports, the Niagara Sports Tournament, was here as well.
What was going through your mind when you heard all this?
I couldn't believe it. We were just at City Hall Wednesday night, and I just couldn't believe that they would do that to youth hockey to shut all the children out.
Have there been a chance that your daughter's been able to get into the rink?
Yes, they are on the rink and they're doing their boot camp. There's a boot camp here Monday through Friday, 9 to 12, that somebody's running. So all the kids did get on the ice and they got on later.
How frustrating was it to hear of this without any notice?
Very frustrating when you're getting up and driving. Another parent called my husband to say that they were locked out, and he said, "What?" She's like, "We are locked out of the rink. Nobody could get in." So everybody was very upset. My daughter started crying.
Now, is this some special a training camp, a hockey school that you paid for that was in threatened being canceled?
Yes.
Who did your husband or anybody have a chance to call to get the rink opened up?
I think Mike Carella called or somebody talked to the mayor, and they said that he could have it for another month. I'm not sure, but now we're hearing reports that maybe Rob Ort, one of our senators, talked the mayor into opening it up.
Now, what are your concerns moving forward between now and the next month that this Hyde Park rink may not be open for the hockey season in the fall?
Correct. And we all signed a contract with Power City Bruins. This is everybody's home rink. We would love to stay here, and now we don't know where we are going to head next, where they're going to take the organization to what rink, or if there is even a rink that could accommodate the 10 travel teams out of here.
How many kids in total comprise these 10 teams?
I want to say there could be 12 to 15 on a team.
That's a lot of kids. If that rink does not get opened up for the season, what alternatives do you and the other parents have?
That's the thing we're trying to figure out. A lot of teams are full in the area. I don't know if they want new players or if we're going to have to scramble for ice. Let's say who has, maybe like Riverside Ice or the one at Wheatfield, somebody that has ice that we could take up to play games and have practice on.